Okay. Thank you.
Hi, William. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing real good. I appreciate you take the call here. So I see here Zion left some pretty good notes in regards to SoFlo Property Solutions. So from what I gather, you've been in business for quite some time, about 15 years now, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's definitely – I was going to say, you must be doing something right with whatever you're doing to market because, you know, 15 years is not easy to come by in today's world of business. So all word of mouth, is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm kind of old school. You know, I've actually – it's a little bit surprising nowadays because nobody does it, but I've actually done a lot of door-to-door stuff, you know, starting out, so – you know, that's kind of how
I was a door knocker when I was in my 20s. So, you know, that was long enough ago to where I would not do door knocking today. I tell you that right now. Just it's a different world sometimes, especially out here in the Los Angeles area. So now, obviously, with your business there now, just to make sure I'm not looking at the wrong business, when I type in SoFlo Property Solutions LLC, do you know that another company that comes up saying SoFlo Property Management LLC? That's not you at all, right?
No, that's not. That doesn't surprise me, though. Florida's full of SoFlo this and SoFlo that.
Gotcha. So I will let you know this. Obviously, how we work is Google optimization and Google presence, right? So even if someone already knew your name, that is something that, although the name is not the same, it's close enough to where you probably don't want eyeballs associating the two, and here's why. SoFlo Property Management LLC, 1.5 Google rating with 59 reviews. You know, so it's definitely like a solid 1.5 out of 5. And, you know, that's something that obviously I wouldn't want you to associate yourself with. And so we would help with that if that's what you're looking to do. So I know word of mouth has gotten you to where you're at, and I'm sure it still works very well for you. But just to make sure that we're in the right place in today's conversation, are you currently looking to grow the business with online marketing through Google?
Yeah, I was interested in doing that, but I'm not really sure where to go with it, whether it's just being on the front page or on Google Maps or, you know, I'm definitely not interested in, you know, going full bore right off the bat and doing some expensive marketing campaign. I'm really not interested in that. I think I would probably just like to just start, you know, somewhere simple with, you know, I would, you know, probably end up creating another website on Wix or something like that. And that would probably be what ended up getting pushed up to the front page. But I still
prefer
to create a website.
I know that you're already on Nextdoor, right? You get some clients there, right?
I think so. Nextdoor and Angie's List. I'm on there also.
Okay.
So.
And Main service offering, correct me if I'm wrong, is it pressure washing or something else as well?
No, it's mostly just residential contractor work, you know, kind of remodels, kitchens, bathrooms, stuff like that.
Oh, remodels. So, it's interesting because Nextdoor had you as a pressure washing. My apologies for making that assumption. So you do service remodel work, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, then that actually lines up really well with our company in terms of our offering. So offering is not designed to where you all of a sudden have an influx of like 10,000 leads or anything like that. It's really just more of a long-term growth model. I know you've already been in business for quite some time, but I mean on the online side, how we'd help you grow out. So what we do is we include a website as part of our service. You accept text messages on this phone I'm talking to you on, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to send you two text messages from our 877 main line. It's 877-635-6225. First one just says, "Hi, William, this is John Kyle from Local Splash." And then the second one is going to give you a sample website for our remodeling businesses. It's for top-tier remodeling company. Just when you get a chance to pull that up on your phone, just I'll walk you through that briefly. It might save you some trouble building out a website, which is why I'm sending this out.
Yeah, I would, I've built websites, before, just a little simple stuff, so I would probably just do that myself. You know, I wouldn't want to get tied in, you know, with you guys any more than I absolutely have to. It would just make
Fair
it hard
enough.
To believe.
I will let you know this.
I do have the website here.
Okay, I will let you know this. This is more just to speed to market, right? Like, if you're building one on the backside and you say, hey, I don't want your website on my domain anymore, that's okay too. We don't have a problem with that. So don't get me wrong. We're not a website service provider. We just do this because we know it's essential for Google growth. But so we provide something like this. You know, it is a clean site. It does have photos of your work. It has click-to-call buttons at the top and bottom. And then your business logo also at the very top, replacing where you see local splash. So it's designed to be optimized for cell phone use. At the very least, it's going to give you an idea of the structure of a website when you build one on your own. But in the interim, we can have ours up and running for your business within 7 to 14 days. So that would be something that we would include.
So what is the two questions. One, if I ended up canceling with you guys, did that also cancel the website?
No, you don't have to cancel the website. So I'm going to go through the pricing, and then right before I go through the pricing, though, I'll let you know if for whatever reason you onboard with us for the full service, and then after a couple months, God forbid you hate us or something like that. Hopefully it's not like that, but maybe you just decide you don't want to use us anymore. Maybe business has gotten so hot for you again that you're like, you know what, let's just turn off the spigot here. That's okay too. You can leave the website up and running where we manage it. We'll still provide you white glove service with respect to the website itself, meaning you need photos or anything like that uploaded, any content changing. That is priced at $50 a month if you want us to do that and just that after, exhausting your service with us. You follow me so far?
And what about if I wanted to handle all that stuff myself? So I've made websites before on Wix and stuff like that, and it's a lot cheaper than that. So what if I wanted to do all of it myself and you guys just, allowed it to stay active?
Oh, as far as like you importing it, we will give you access to your domain. So that's a good question. So let's say you don't want to pay us for a website service. You want to sign up with us in the short run. Maybe something happens in the long run. You decide to stop our service, but you want your domain. The domain really doesn't have too much value for us, so, because it's only connected to you. So you can just buy your domain and then import your own website in it. Is that what you mean?
No, not really. If I was to go have with you guys and allow you to make the website or whatever, and I just put up a couple of pictures, and it's that $50 a month for what you called white glove service, so it's $50 a month, indefinitely, that's a lot more expensive than, one of these other little sites, like $50 a year or something stupid like that.
Oh, yeah, because, I said, this is not part of our service offering, right? Like, our website is usually a gift to our clients as part of the Google optimization side of things. I was just saying, if you stopped everything else and you wanted us to manage it for whatever reason, but based on what you're telling me, you would have full capability of doing that on your own, so you probably wouldn't even need us for that. It's just what we do to, let's say we're dealing with a client who doesn't have the expertise you do on the marketing side of things, and they're just a field guy. Some people like that at $50 a month, if you're following me. So,
okay.
But again, our core offering, go ahead.
If I was to buy the domain or whatever, what would that cost?
Very little. I mean, domains can go for like $10 a year for a lot of people, right? So, something that's very specific to your business name. It's a longer domain, so it's not like one that's sought out as heavily. And domains are as valuable as how it's promoted. So yeah, you could get any domain that we capture for you. It's usually the ones we capture are very low cost, so that's not a problem.
Yeah.
But okay, going back into the core service again, it's really the optimization, right? That's what we do full time. It's make sure you're showing up on the first page when someone's looking for remodeling in your neighborhood, in your service area with that 50-mile radius. How we do that is a two-pronged approach. When it comes to your closer to find like businesses or surrounding area around your home base, like for example, what is your home base specifically as far as a city name or zip code?
It's 33469.
So 33469.
And it's very small, but I guess the easier answer would be 33458. That's Jupiter. It's a little bit bigger.
Okay, so if I was looking at kitchen remodeling as an example, 33458, is that one of your core business offerings is kitchen remodeling, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I see businesses who are optimizing, right? They're not paying per click, not the high dollar stuff. It's just they're paying someone like us, a service provider, or they have an in-house marketing person who does this to make sure they show up on the top of the list. I have Meltini Kitchen and Bath, Schrapper's Fine Cabinetry, Kitchen Tune-Up Jupiter, just to name a couple that are running standard optimization services and where you can click and find their business profile. They have, you know, between a 4 and a 5.0 on their reviews with, you know, upwards of 20. Schrapper's has like 131. So there's a lot of people that are on this first page, but then there are some areas of opportunity, people who haven't been there that long or just don't have the strongest optimization on page one. Like I have PL Kitchen and Bath Shop. They have a 4.7, but only 14 reviews. Another one with a 5.0, only 10 reviews. Another one with 4.5, only 8 reviews. All these companies are usually the ones that are more susceptible when you have an active remarketing, optimizing team on the back end, like us, helping push you to the top. So we go on the back end of like the Google Analytics to make sure your keywords and things like your schema markup and knowledge graph, again, just to throw out a couple of terms that may make more sense to you since you have more background than others in terms of website development. So those are the type of things that we focus on to make sure that you show up on the first page. And we've been doing this for about 20 years. We, as a channel partner with Google, we have to guarantee across the nation a bare minimum of a 70% success rate across all of our clients. Obviously, we strive for higher numbers, but just to let you know, the fact that we're a Google partner means that we are maintaining at least that bare minimum. Okay, so out of 10,000 clients across the nation, we definitely have to make sure we produce results throughout. And how we do that, too, we don't sign up more than one person per service area, and I hope you can understand this here. The main reason for that, William, is we cannibalizing your business with someone else that we also serve. You can see how that would set us up for a 50% success rate. One of you is more successful than the other, and that just doesn't cut it for Google's requirements.
Yeah.
Follow me so far on that. So that's our structure to your growth. The other iron we have in the fire is Facebook ads. If your main core business is the residential homeowner, is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, it is.
Okay. So do you personally use Facebook? It's okay if you don't. I just want to, you know, keep on over-explaining. Okay. So you notice that sometimes when you're on Facebook on your newsfeed, have you ever noticed an ad pop up as you're scrolling through that newsfeed that's very, very specific to something you search for?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's how Facebook retargeting ads work, is that if someone is looking for your key words like kitchen remodeling, whatever, again, keywords you want to choose on Facebook side of things, if they're looking for that and they're in Greater Jupiter or any of the areas that you want to market towards, if you want to go even further south to like Juneau Beach, Juneau Ridge, Palm Beach Gardens, anywhere that you want to actually hit with these Facebook ads, how it works is if someone's searching on Google or some other platform earlier in the day or the week, later on that evening when they're scrolling through social media, your ad will pop up on their newsfeed. And the reason why a lot of our clients like it who focus on the resi clients, you know you're getting that customer at a more relaxed state of mind than during the, you know, hubbub of the day when they searched on Google. Because as you may imagine, most people are scrolling through social media when they're not really doing anything else.
Yeah.
Almost so far. So the click-through rate on Facebook is about double of what a Google ad would perform. But the absolute best part of what people like about Facebook is the cost. The ad price for Facebook is about 5%. Of the equivalent ad price running on Google's platform. So that's why we put that other iron in the fire at a low cost for our clients. So most of our clients are completely happy running only $100 Facebook ads on the month alongside our Google. So I'll go through the full pricing so you understand the two-pronged approach. If we're doing Facebook optimization, building out the website for you, and getting everything up and running, while you obviously can still work on your own website to import on the domain at a later time. But if we do all that to get it up and running within 7 to 14 days, $100 is going towards Facebook, full, you know, the optimization on the first page, and then your website up and running. Total cost to you is $249 month to month.
So the Facebook, if I'm buying, you know, $100 of Facebook ads, you know, per month, you know, that's obviously that. What is the additional $150 per month?
The website building, the optimization, right, as far as on the Google Maps side of things to make sure you're showing up on the first page. It is a full-time job as far as our services to make sure that you're always showing up. It's not like just building your website and leaving it there. It's making sure that the analytics are right. When you have your keywords and your click-throughs and everything like that that's tracked, what we do is we provide you back-end analytics of all of that so that way you can justify that cost. We understand that $250 a month is nothing to sneeze at, so we make sure that you can justify that each and every month. We even include records of all calls made to you as part of our service so that way you can see exactly how much traction you got even in that first month.
Okay. All right. And, you know, there's no, you said there's no, you know, contracts or anything like that. I'm basically free to quit anytime.
Correct. It's a month-to-month program. You know, we know that sometimes people need to pause or stop altogether. And, you know, God forbid it didn't work out for you, but, you know, we know that marketing online sometimes doesn't work out for everyone. And, you know, we definitely wear that. We wear that on our chest just like as we do the good reviews. If you look at our website, localsplash.com out of Fountain Valley, you'll see we have almost 1,000 reviews. The vast majority of them are positive, but there are some people who are unhappy in that mix. We do everything to fix that, and I'm sure you can appreciate that being in business for 15 plus years. Not everyone is always thrilled with what we do in this case.
Yep, that's life. I hope you can answer this question, but for somebody like me, who's, you know, kind of a small town residential contractor, you know, just running a small crew of guys, if I do something like this, you know, because I just flat out never have before. I've always had to go out and get my own, you know, leads.
Yeah, you're a door knocker like me. I know what you're talking about.
At heart, that's exactly right. And with something like this, you know, how many phone calls should I expect, you know, per month? Is there any way you can tell me that?
That's a great question. So as far as like each company and what they get out of it, we cannot put a quantification on that. That is just not fair to you because it's going to set you up with a number in mind to measure as a measuring stick of our success. What we can say is that we're confident that you're going to get a worthy amount of inbounds to justify using us even within this very first month, right? Like, so at the end of the day, as far as how many clients you close and how valuable those inbounds are, that's a whole nother conversation for you to have and justify if you're continuing with us. But as far as traffic, that is the number one thing that we try to drive to your site that we help build for you, again, in the short run, because I know you can do your own later, and, you know, everything that we do there. So I will say this, just to kind of return the question with another question. How many jobs do you think you would need from this type of service? Let's say over the next 3 months, even, to justify the $250 price.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, the $250 is kind of nothing as long as it's bringing me anything. You know, if I get a single job per month, which I would be a little bit disappointed if it was only a single job per month, but even if it was only a single job per month, I'm going to make a lot more than $250 on that single job.
And Google is more of the slow growth, right? I want to be clear on Google. Google is designed for, you know, it's almost like your 401k version of investing, right? Where over time, this baby is going to grow, right? And that's why a lot of your competitors are on Google's platform. Facebook is more of the quick hitters, right? That retargeting ad, getting you in front of people who you know are looking for what you do. And, that's where a lot of people will probably get their initial traction is Facebook. I do want to be upfront about that. If you expect Google to have a huge result in the first month, I've not done my job properly. If you expect Facebook to get you some traction, then at least I'm setting your expectations correctly. Google typically, just to show up on the map, typically some customers who don't work with us, work with other providers who aren't premier channel partners with Google, usually take anywhere between 2 and 6 months to show up on that map. We are big investors with Google. We invest, you know, tens of thousands of dollars a month on behalf of our clients. So we do move faster, but even then, with the hoops that you have to jump through, it's still a 30 to 45 day turnaround just to show up on the map in most cases.
Yeah.
So, So again, I want you to know, you know, obviously you're a business that's in business and has been doing well. If you were a business that was struggling to survive, I would offer you a different price point, because I will let you know this, William. Our list price for what I just quoted you at $249 is actually $599 a month. And the reason being is that we don't really partner with everyone who is just looking for a quick win. That's not our model. That's Angie's model, right? Angie's, that's what they do. They partner with anyone and everyone. And then have you gotten any leads from Angie's yet? Just out of curiosity?
I have. And I'm constantly turning it off. The quality of the leads that they have versus the price that it costs is ridiculous. It's probably 10x bigger than what it should be.
Well, I will tell you this.
They charge you over $100 just for a single lead, basically for a phone call with somebody.
But do you even have to make contact to be charged?
No, you don't have to make contact to be charged. You're immediately charged, and it's up to you to make contact. And, like I said, a lot of the people are just, like, shopping around for prices and stuff like that, and I'm constantly having to turn off the service. You know,
do you know why they're shopping around? Did Andy walk you through why they sound like they're shopping around?
Why?
Because Angie's doesn't sell the lead to just you. That's their model. Their model is to sell your lead, sell the lead off to as many buyers as possible, and let you guys enter that rat race together, and basically everyone is scratching and clawing for the cheapest job, because now this potential customer, instead of looking for you based on your quality, now they feel like they're the king of the court, and they just accept whoever wants to come in at the lowest price. It just comes down to that most of the time. And I don't know if you've experienced that have you gotten any clients from Andy's yet?
I have. But my hit rate with them is embarrassing. Like
it's not embarrassing. Like I want to be clear to you.
I've got a better rate knocking on doors, you know, honestly.
Oh yeah. Well, because that's when you get to sell yourself and you get to reach out to someone who's a neutral party. We always talk about this. The best type of client is someone who has a neutral, starting point, right? They weren't thinking about remodeling. They weren't thinking about it. And then you show them the light. Whereas with Angie's, again, from our experience, and again, these are just anecdotes I hear, your potential customers feel like they have all the leverage all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Because of how many people are calling. Anyway, so again, I didn't want to make this an Angie's bashing call. I will let you know this. Most of our clients come from formerly dealing with Angie's, and you know, our goal is to help you reallocate some of those dollars and eventually just turn that spigot completely off, because as you mentioned, it's your conversion rate is just more of a frustration than it is a win for you.
Yep. All right, well yeah, let's go ahead and give this a try and see if it works.
Okay, so I just need to get about 10 more minutes of your time. William, your last name?
My last name is Funky. It's Funkey.
Okay. And then a good email address for you?
It's just my name, no spaces or anything, just William Funky @Yahoo.
All right. So, and then to verify I have everything correct, So-Flow Property Solutions, LLC, 124 Fairview East in Jupiter, right?
Yes.
So does it show up as Jupiter or specifically as a Tequesta?
It's So legally, this is Jaquesta. This is not Jupiter. But a lot of stuff that comes in the mail, it has Jupiter on it, just with the, you know, with the Jaquesta zip code.
It's Google's algorithm. Gotcha.
Jaquesta. Yeah.
Yeah. Google Maps identifies it as Jupiter. That's why you're getting that. So I'm going to keep it as Jaquesta because to be very specific to your neighborhood. And then, as far as everything else, just give me 1 minute. I'm going to set this up here. How long have you been loyal to Angie? Just out of curiosity, because, I mean, you must be a trooper if it's been quite some time.
Yeah, I've been on there for probably, I don't know, it's not very long. It's only been, I don't know, maybe six, eight months or something, but I'm constantly turning it off. You know, I turn it off at 2 weeks at a time, and then I put it in my calendar to turn it off again for another 2 weeks. I don't know why I haven't just canceled the thing yet. It's not charging me anything as long as, you know, I'm not accepting any new job through them, but it's still just, I'm just going to cancel the thing because it's just not good.
Gotcha. Well, we definitely strive for success, so we hope that when you start feeling the more white glove nature of our service, that it gives you more faith in online marketing as we move forward.
Yeah.
Now, the best number to call you is this 2179 number, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then on those, you did get those two text messages from me. So just so you know, save that 877 number. That's moving forward when we call you from our customer service line. That's the only number we'll be using to call you. So that way you can quickly decipher if some sort of imposter tries to reach out. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Choose a couple keywords. I'd say leave it up till about 5. We're going to do a full onboarding call most likely tomorrow, if not later today. But for now, what are some keywords you want me to include here just to get them started?
I guess just the basic stuff, construction, you know, remodel, kitchen, bathroom, flooring. You know, it's, you know, very run-of-the-mill stuff like that.
Okay. Okay. All right. Flooring, general contracting, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
Well. New builds? Do you do new builds from time to time or no?
I do not right now. It's just not something I've gotten into yet. The structural stuff, I always have to bring in additional people, so.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And then as far as everything else here, let me see here. Not using anyone else for this type of marketing, right, as far as search engine optimization with Google and Facebook?
No.
Okay.
No, all right. I haven't done anything like that.
Gotcha. So as far as the onboarding call, we have availability later on today if you want it today from 5 to 6. But if not, we have all day tomorrow. First call can start at 10 to 11, all the way down to 6 to 7 being the last call of the day.
I think today would be okay.
Today, 5 to 6. Okay. And it usually takes about 30 minutes depending on whatever questions you have. But again, it's just much more thorough at getting you set up. So that way we can build out that website ASAP. And I'll put in notes here that you may want to build out your website later. But for now, you know, we'll get that going for you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, give me 1 second. I'm going to send you an invite for that. It's very rare I speak to door knockers anymore, so... I don't know. I'm only 41. I didn't think I was getting that old, but I tell you what, there aren't many out there.
Yeah, no, there's not. I'm right behind you. I'm 39.
So oh, okay. All right.
I've been a licensed realtor since I was probably 22. So I've used new wholesale data as kind of my own little lead generator.
I
go around and knock on doors for people that just bought houses in the last few days and closed and I go over there.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. I use the same database. I sell solar in SoCal. The industry has been shot to hell, excuse my language. Before, I don't know if you know about solar at all, but the industry was really strong in SoCal, but then the main utilities got their way with doing some effective lobbying, and now the industry is really, really poor out here. But other than that, I did the same thing.
I heard they tried to do a thing like that, and they put something on one of our last, you know, voting bills like a year or so ago here in South Florida, because people, I believe that they were kind of overdoing it on purpose, putting, you know, a little bit too many panels on the roof for what they really needed, and they were selling it back to the grid and making money. And I think FPL got in there and, you know, lobbied against that, and I'm pretty sure that they actually stopped that.
Gotcha. Yeah, they're out here, they're allowed to do that. They're allowed to do about a 50% surplus going back to the grid. Totally allowed, right? But so what the lobbyists did is they got their things passed. It was not voted on by the population. It's just a specific thing that they were able to pass by, you know, the back-scratching agreements that they had with the Utilities Commission. As a result, the same people who are producing 50% extra energy, now instead of getting like 25 cents per unit of energy they fed the grid, it dropped down to 8 cents. And that just shot the industry to, you know, really, really oblivion.
So that basically, that so is it, what that does is that, so those panels are still producing the same amount of energy, but the thing is, they're not knocking down people's bill for it. So it's almost the energy producer out there is the one that's probably making a huge profit with everybody else buying those units for their house.
Right, exactly. So now the utility is like, we love solar overproducers because we're buying things back at a third, 30 cents on the dollar that we sell it back to someone else in your neighborhood.
They're basically taking it from the homeowner at probably a reduced rate that they can even produce it themselves.
Yeah, they basically took away, like, by doing that and keeping it in local storage units, like local areas where they can store the energy. Now you're bypassing all these major power lines where you don't have to deliver it far anymore. And you're like, you know, if I was a big time utility, I'm rocking and rolling. I'd say, please add more panels on roofs. But now no one wants to do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're going to build a Facebook business profile for you, right? You do need one built, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you have, would you mind texting back your personal Facebook page? If you can text me back that URL and share that profile, so that way we do need to connect it to a human being's profile.
Okay. If I send you my personal profile, is that something that's like easily seen from the business profile?
It's not published like that. No, it's just a back end attachment because Facebook has to make sure that when it comes to things like billing and whatnot, they have a human being, right? Because it's that $100 that goes to them is technically an ads campaign.
Right. And so do I text that to the 877 number?
Correct. The 877 number, correct.
Okay. All right, let me see. I don't know how to do that.
So go to your Facebook profile.
I'm on my Facebook right now. Yeah, okay.
Okay, and then the button to share, like if you see that share button, it's like the square with the arrow pointing up, you should be able to click on that, and then it says, like, share my profile, and that basically gives you options to, like, copy the link and whatnot.
Okay. Let me see.
You've been in Florida your whole life? Is that where you did most of your door knocking too?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Nice. Always nice to do it in warm weather. One time I was door knocking in Iowa, right? So, cause I moved around the U.S. a lot after college. I just like hopping around. And in Iowa, the day that I was door knocking in the winter, I won't forget, the high for the day was -2 Fahrenheit. You know what -2 Fahrenheit feels like?
That's rough. We actually spent a few years in Indianapolis, so we had some.
Oh, I lived in Indy for a couple years. There you go.
Yeah, we're about 15 minutes outside of Indianapolis in a little place called Carmel, Indiana.
No, I know where Carmel is. I worked up in Carmel. That's where my office was. That's where my home base was. And then we took a business trip to Iowa to do some like remote sales. But, Carmel's a nice spot.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I remember maybe 10 years ago, my dad called me and I guess he saw it somewhere it was on the internet somewhere. But Carmel actually was named the most affordable city in America, like over a certain population. So, I mean, not only was it a great place to live, but the affordability, I'm sure that they took like the average income versus the average, you know, price for a home. And it was actually the most affordable place in America.
Yeah, because I remember, I mean, you know, making like 50 to 70,000 a year. And some of my friends, and I was doing sales like 25, I think it was like 2006. And some of my friends had an apartment, a one bedroom apartment for $300 a month. I'm like, how is this even possible? Like, how does that work?
I know, it's great. I know. It was a long time ago, but I remember my parents, it was a really big house and I think they sold it for like 150 grand, but you know, that was also in the mid 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as hours of operation, what do you want to put on your site?
8 to 6 is fine.
Monday through Saturday or Monday through Friday?
Yeah, Monday through Saturday is fine. I'm still struggling here with the sharing the post thing. I'm on my profile page right now and I'm clicking around. Do you know where?
So again, no worries.
Looking for a share where I can basically like text my profile to somebody. And I was thinking it might be over there, but I don't think it's that. Oh, copy link. Yeah, that's probably
there. You go.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you for the assist, partner in crime.
Yep. Yep. Thank you.
Nice. All right. Gotcha. So I'll get that imported here. We're basically done on the questionnaire portion. Last thing I want to mention to you is the way it works on Google and Facebook when you start running ads, we set up a tracking number. The reason being to hold us accountable for the successes and hopefully not, but you know, if there was a failure, right? So what we do is we provide a different phone number, slightly different from the one you're using. It's still probably going to be the same exact area code. The reason being is that when the calls go directly through to you, you won't know the difference of it at all, and neither will your clients, but it just allows you to have back-end analytics to track every single call that came in through our advertising efforts.
Okay.
Follow me there. Okay. So that's included with that as well. I just wanted to explain that. We also provide an app that will be walked through tomorrow so you can do everything from your cell phone. Last thing I was going to ask, on your address, do you want that published on Google or your website or no?
I would say no, just because it's my home address, you know.
Okay. Please do not.
I'm not sure what address I would use.
No, that's fine. So it's fine. We can definitely still have you on the map without that address being published. A lot of our clients work out of a home base, so it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, we're good to go there. And then let me try to find okay, got your Facebook there as well. Thank you for texting that back in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, when we're done here, you're going to get a couple emails. The first one is going to say, welcome to Local Splash. It's going to have your initial invoice so that you have it for your records as far as everything that we're going over today. It'll have the terms and conditions and everything like that. And then the second email will be from for Google. Most likely you're going to be asked to submit a video just to show your bona fide business, since Google doesn't have your profile online at this point, okay?
Okay.
All right. So that that's something we can always help you walk through it. It is something that you submit directly to Google. But, you know, if you need any assistance, we can talk to you about it during tomorrow's call as well, okay?
Okay.
And then last thing I was going to mention, there is a one-time setup fee for what we do, not meant to break your back, not like Angie's. I know they charge almost equivalent to what we do on a monthly, but it is a $99 setup fee to cover everything. So the first month, your cost will be $348, and then moving forward, it's $249.
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second. We're almost done there. Out of curiosity, any fun stories of door knocking that were either traumatic or exciting?
Yeah, no, nothing too crazy. You know, I could imagine what some people, you know, kind of would have stories for. But yeah, no, just I mean. Usually everybody is pretty friendly. I've had a couple people, like I won't go into somebody's yard if they've got a gate that's shut, you know, stuff like that. But I've had a couple of people that had, you know, shut gates that were, you know, probably thinking I was a neighbor coming over to say hi. And then I tell them, you know, hey, my name's Will. I own a construction company and, you know, start my little spiel. And they're like, no solicitors, get out of here. I'm like, whoa, chill.
So I get a little aggressive, but nothing crazy.
50-year-old. Yeah, no, I haven't had any like 50-year-old women take their shirts off or anything crazy like that. You
well,
know?
That's good. That's good to hear. Yeah. The weirdest thing that I, the one thing I remember, I was doing office business to business, so I was walking to small offices, right? So there's none of that like no solicitors yelling too much, but. One thing I remember is I went to a bail bondsman. I didn't even know this. I mean, I was in my 20s. I didn't know a bail bondsman is also considered a bounty hunter. Did you know that in some cases?
No, I didn't really. I figured they were related somehow, but I didn't know that they were the same.
Yeah, like so like those shows like on TV, like I think back in the day it was like Dog the Bounty Hunter or something like that. Some of those.
Yeah.
So those are bail bondsmen. So I was living with a bail bondsman and he told me some stories about like people he hunted down after like years. I'm like, what is this? Like, am I in the wild, wild west now? Like what just happened?
Yeah.
So I was with a friend at that time and he bought,
that line of work would have stories.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, he bought like a night vision video camera from us. Remember, I was selling office supplies for Staples, and he's asked us, do you have a night vision video camera? I was like, what the heck? And then sure enough, I called into my management, and I was like, do we sell that? And they found one. I was like, that's cool.
Yeah, good.
And apparently our pricing was strong, so I was like, oh, that's cool. I sold a bounty hunter, you know, his equipment for the next few hunts. But, all right, so we're basically done here as far as everything goes. So on the card you'll be using in the name William Funky, I forgot to ask you this, but just to double check, since you did have a partner in crime, is there anyone that you want to be able to call in and make changes to your marketing plans on your behalf?
No, it would just be me.
Okay, no problem. And then the card you'll be using in the name William Funky, business phone 561-596-2179, and the address of 124 Fairview East in Tequesta, right?
Yes.
Okay. Last two steps before I get the card information. We allow you to choose a security question. It can be either your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name. And the reason being here, William, is there sometimes are bad actors out there that try to pretend to be us once they start finding you showing up on Google's listing. So we let you weed us out or weed them out as much as possible. Keep in mind, we always call from 877 starting with tomorrow's call, but, you know, choose the security question that you feel best suits you for this purpose.
Yeah, the first pet would be fine. That information is not anywhere.
Okay, and the answer for that?
The answer is nice.
N-I-C-E?
Yep.
All right, cool. All right, perfect. And then, the next 3 minutes of this call, what type of card did you want to use here?
It's a Visa.
Okay, I'm ready for the card numbers whenever you are.
All right, it's 4400-6662. 1760-4434.
The expiration?
Expiration is 0628.
And the three-digit code on the back?
217.
All right. So before I charge the card for the first month amount, I'm going to go take about 3 more minutes of your time and we'll be done here. This is going to be the voice verification portion of the call. It's essentially the quality assurance side of things here. This portion of the call is recorded as well. And it just makes sure that I outline everything as clearly as possible. And if you have any questions, of course, William, let me know. I can pause this portion and clarify, but I'll just go ahead and move forward from here if there's nothing else you have questions for at this time.
No, go ahead.
Okay. All right, William. Well, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
SoFlo Property Solutions.
And that's LLC, correct?
Yes, SoFlo Property Solutions, LLC.
Great. And please state your name and title within the business.
William Funky and owner.
All right. And as owner, of course, you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
All right. And you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. William, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So thank you for setting up today's call at 5 o'clock. Now, in regards to your increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors not related to Local Splash who may be bad actors. That being said, that's why we provided that security question to verify the calls coming from Local Splash and not another company in the event of any confusion. Now, when we do call, we will always call from our 877-635-6225 customer service number, and that's starting with this afternoon's onboarding call. Make sure you save that number as Local Splash under your contacts. But when we do call, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative for Google and Facebook, do you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, April 30th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th day of the month in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. Of course, being a month-to-month service, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative. Now, in the event of cancellation to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Everything is good to go on our end. Bear with me about 10 more seconds. I'll process your card for the 348. I think, did you put a block on your card? It's okay if you did. I might have to run it one more time.
No, I did not.
You might want to check, because sometimes when people put a block on it, it comes back as insufficient funds, even though you have funds in the account, just because it's turned off.
Yeah, I shouldn't have. I think I just put like $1,000 on there the other day. So it shouldn't be that. I know sometimes Bank America is really tight with their security.
Of course, absolutely.
Let me go on here right now. I'm at my computer.
No worries.
Hold on one second. All right. I just put a little bit more money on that card. I've been having a lot of trouble lately with getting my numbers stolen.
Gotcha.
It was weird because I got numbers stolen on one of my cards, and then right when they sent me the brand new one, it was only about a week that went by, and it happened again. So it's probably not great because I know they're going to get me for some interest, but I've been trying to, like, kind of stay away from the cards a little bit.
No worries. Do you want me to try one more time or wait a second?
Yeah, go ahead and give it another try.
Now your fraud protection kicked in. So I can't try this card anymore. That's a smart thing. So if you want to provide a different method of payment, I can do that. Let me know.
Let me see. Yeah, the problem is my real business card is the one that got hit. This one's already gone. Man, that stinks. If I sign up with one card, is it okay if I call you guys back, like, in, you know, 30 days
Correct.
To give you a different one?
Absolutely. I can change that at any time, even after the initial payment. It's not a problem.
All right. I'll go ahead and just give you one of my other ones. This is a different business card, but all right. Anyway, a new number when you're ready.
Is it still at 124 Fairview East and in the name William Funky?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
I'm ready.
All right, 4400-6688-1833-4478.
Expiration?
Expiration is 0925.
And the three-digit code on the back?
528.
All right, bear with me there. And then, of course, once we process today's payment, at any time you can change your card information. That's fine. I'll go ahead and charge this card for the $348, and then you'll get a receipt as well as the terms and conditions via email. Bear with me one moment here.
Okay.
Again, everything is good on our end. You'll get the invoice shortly via email. It's going to say, welcome to Local Splash. Click here to view your initial invoice. William, please take your time to browse through that. Make sure everything I said, the 348, the 249, moving forward, all that is there in writing. So that way it makes sure that all T's are crossed, all I's are dotted. As far as today's call at 5, if you don't get a chance to complete that, there's two check boxes, and then you sign as William Funky at the bottom. If you don't get a chance to complete that by today's 5 o'clock call, they'll walk through that with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Any other questions you have for me, you have my information. You can shoot me a text. Anytime you call in the 877 number, it goes to our general team, but if you want to speak to anyone specifically, you have all of our information. And, you know, we're going to do our best to make sure that we win you over in these first couple months, because that's the most critical juncture for our business to earn our clients' trust. So I really hope it works out for both of us.
Yep, me too.
All right, thanks so much for your time, Will. Hey, you have a great one, and we'll chat in a few hours with the onboarding team, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye now.
Bye.